Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, brothers and sisters, for joining us for the Messages of the Quran Ramadan series, where every day in Ramadan we come on live to discuss some of the verses that will be read and recited in Salat al-Taraweeh this evening, inshallah ta'ala. This series is brought to you by Helping Hand. Helping Hand has been a trusted partner of Qalam for many years now. They've served people of need around the globe since 2005, focusing on international relief and service. Since its inception, they assisted millions in need with emergency aid and lifted thousands out of poverty, mashallah, with their long-term assistance program. This Ramadan, Helping Hand is focusing on continuing the fight to eradicate hunger across the world. Go over to their website, hhrd.org/Qalam, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Brothers and sisters, today I'm going to be reflecting on some of the aspects of the 18th juz of the Quran, And in this juz, there are two amazing surahs of the Quran, subhanAllah, Suratul Mu'minun and Suratul Nur. Translated Suratul Mu'minun, the surah of the believers, mashallah. An amazing Meccan surah. This was a surah revealed in Mecca. And of course, any surah that was revealed in Mecca really focuses on building faith. It's all about yaqeen. It's all about certainty in Allah, certainty in the hereafter, certainty in Jannah, certainty in hellfire. All of those realities, those are the things that were being built in Mecca. And there's actually a very beautiful hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she says that the first things that were revealed, this is a hadith in Bukhari. She says that the first surahs revealed were the small surahs, which spoke a lot about Jannah and Jahannam. And she says, and then when the people's iman was firm and strong, then the halal and the haram came down. And she says, if the halal and haram had come down first, the people would have rejected it. So what that teaches me and you is that when we're passing iman on to our children, or when we're passing iman on to new Muslims, we really need to focus on building iman before we focus on all of the actions, all of the rituals, all the do's and the don'ts. What we focus on first is love of Allah, desire for Jannah, fear of the hellfire, the reality of standing before Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those are the things that when a person has those realities deeply embedded in their heart, then the halal and haram is easy. It's easy to give up haram when the reality of Jannah is right there in front of you. And so the Sahaba, the spiritual pedagogy that they went through was about building iman first. And so we're going to look at a surah. The first surah we're going to look at in this evening session is Suratul Mu'minun. And I really just want to focus on the beginning aspect of Suratul Mu'minun. And then after that, we'll spend most of our time looking at Suratul Nur, or the Surah of Light, which is a Madani Surah, a Surah revealed in Medina. And it has a whole different focus and a whole different flavor, you could say, to it. It's so different than a Meccan Surah. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's look first at Suratul Mu'minun. As I said, this is the Surah named the Surah of the Believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca is teaching the core essence of what it means to be a believer. And there's a difference between a Muslim and a mu'min. كُلَّا تَمُنُّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. At the end of Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about people who had just accepted Islam, and they would come to the Prophet and they would say, like, we're mu'mineen, we're believers. And Allah revealed the verses saying, tell them, don't say they're believers. Walakin kulu aslamna. Say you have submitted. Walamma yadkhul imanu fi qulubikum. Iman, the depths of iman, the true meaning of faith has not yet quite entered into your heart yet. Why am I bringing this up? Because I think it's important for us to understand that we want to work on our iman, our faith growing, that reality of iman in our heart. That's something we really need to focus on. And this surah begins by highlighting aspects of a believer, the sifat of a believer. And so let's look at those, inshallah ta'ala. Qala Allah ta'ala, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahi rahmani rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون. First five verses of this surah, absolutely beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed the believers are successful. Indeed the believers are successful. Brothers and sisters, if you have kalimat la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you are successful. You are successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is success. It's not about wealth accumulation. It's not about square footage of a house. It's not about material gains. It's not about attention and likes. It's not about any of that. That's not success. Those things are fleeting. Success must be something that lasts, that doesn't just go with the passage of time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you want to know what real falah, success is? It's la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, a knowledge of Allah and a knowledge and a belief in Allah and a knowledge and belief in all of the anbiya, the prophets of God. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Indeed, if you have iman, you are already successful. But there's some qualities. Like, if you want to know, like, wait, am I a mu'min or not? Do I have that quality? Well, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the litmus test right here. He says, number one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Those who, when they stand in prayer, they have awe, they have fear, they have focus in their prayer. خَاشِعُونَ. The Prophet ﷺ taught us that it's not enough just to pray. Don't just move through the motions of prayer. When you stand for Taraweeh, imagine and know that you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, subhanAllah, I remember one of the tabi'een, they described what it was like when they prayed. They say, when we pray, we can feel Jannah on our right side. We can feel Jahannam on our left side. And it's as if we could see the sirat, or the bridge that one has to walk over on Yawm al-Qiyamah right in front of us. Allahu Akbar. It's a presence of mind of who you're standing before. So when we stand up to pray and you say Allahu Akbar, truly, truly think of those words. Allahu Akbar min kulli shay. Allah is greater than everything. Let those words resonate inside and vibrate within your heart, and let that meaning stick in your head as you stand there and pray. Be present in the moment. So the first quality is not just to pray, but to pray with reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, you got to realize that, see, we have to adopt some prophetic qualities. And one of the prophetic qualities is إِذَا هَزَبَهُ أَمْرًا, whenever the prophet was worried about anything, he went straight to the prayer. He went straight to the prayer. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ was worried about something, where did he go? He went straight to the prayer. That was his timeout. That was his corner. That was his refuge. And that's how we need to understand the prayer. When something's bothering us, you know, we need to run, fafirru ila Allah, run to the prayer, run to time alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and alleviate the pressure of this dunya from yourself. Allahu Akbar. So the first quality is that reverence and prayer. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see, one of the main reasons why we can't be present in the prayer is that we don't have time by ourselves. We're always engaged in something. And so the next quality that a believer has is they stay away from laghu, is the Arabic word. What is laghu? The word laghu means useless things, vain pursuits, idle things, things that have no benefit in their dunya or akhirah. Brothers and sisters, we live in the time of laghu. The majority of our scrolling time is laghu. Yeah, we may come across one or two things here and there, but 80% of that scrolling time was laghu. Reel after reel after reel. It's all laghu. A quality of the believer is that min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. The quality of the believer is that they leave things that don't benefit them. And subhanAllah, we live in a time where people, subhanAllah, we spend hours and hours just distracted in laghu, things that really have no benefit in this world or the next. So that's what laghu means. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They try their best to stay away from useless things, idle pursuits, vain pursuits. That's the second quality. And I think we can see there's a deep connection between the two. The more you stay away from laghu, the easier it is for you to focus in your prayer. The easier it is for you to focus in your prayer. Allahu Akbar. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. And those who do the purification. What does that mean, do the purification? Does it mean wudu? No. Does it mean ghusl? No. Does it mean pay zakat? It could, but probably not, because this is a Meccan surah. That means it was revealed before the orders of zakat were revealed. And so perhaps, and many scholars say, this is referring to tazkiyah or spiritual purification. Purification of the heart and the mind of jealousy, anger, bulls, animosity. These are spiritual diseases that consume and really destroy our relationship with people and our relationship with Allah. Jealousy is horrible. Horrible. How can you be jealous when the one giving blessings is Allah? How can you be jealous over this person, their marriage situation, their wife, their husband, their wealth? Who's the one that gave them these things? So are you mad at them or are you mad at Allah? That's why you gotta check yourself with jealousy. It's dangerous. This destroys religion and it creeps up so slow. And nowadays the youth, they call it, you know, just being a hater. A lot of people now are just haters. They don't like to see people in good. And they love to see people in bad. They'll share bad news like left and right. They love it. Just the way fire feeds off oxygen, it seems like these people feed off bad news. Let me share what I can. Please don't be amongst those people. That's not where a believer should be. Purification. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. Those who purify the heart. This is the month of Ramadan. Focus on your heart, not everyone else. Focus on you. That's what we need to do. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who protect and guard their chastity. They don't engage in sexual actions that are haram. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines what the haram is. Haram is everyone other than your spouse, your wife, your husband. That's and whatever the Sharia has laid down. وَالَّذِينَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Other than this, there's no blame. And so if someone is intimate with their spouse, there's no blame. That's part of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, anything other than that, وَمَنِ بَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. Now that's blameworthy. And I think this is important because blameworthy in Sharia is what God says is blameworthy, not just what society says is blameworthy. Sometimes there's an overlap, but not always. Sometimes the society has the same ideas that the revelation does, sometimes, but not always. There are times when society will look down on something and the Sharia is like, it's all good. And so where is our moral compass set to? Is it set to the rights of society, or is it set to the rights of Allah and the Rasul? And if you say they're the same, then I'm going to say that's wrong. They're not going to be the same. There will be many times when they aren't the same. And then what do? May Allah make us strong believers. May Allah make us strong believers. What's the next quality? It's about keeping your word. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِيَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who keep their word. When they say they're going to do it, they do it. You know one thing that we all need to learn how to do? We need to learn how to say no. When you can't do something, just say no. Don't say yes and don't do it. Just say no. Because that, when you give your word, that's a sign of a believer. That's a sign of a believer. That you say, I'm going to do it, you actually do it. Whether it's with your children, whether it's with your family, whether it's with your neighbor, Muslim, non-Muslim, doesn't matter. It's about your word. You say you're going to do it, you do it. No matter what the excuse is, you do it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And now for a second time, prayer is mentioned. Those who protect their prayer. Not just pray, protect. Protect means like you really make it a part of who you are. You value things that, you protect things that you value. So it's about valuing the prayer. So you protect it. What does it mean, protect it? You do what you need to do to make sure it's done the way it should be done. You do what needs to happen so that you're able to pray it the way it should be prayed. That's protecting the prayer. May Allah allow us to be of those people. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Those are the people who shall inherit the gardens of paradise. May Allah make us amongst them. Ameen. Next, brothers and sisters, we're going to be looking at Surah An-Nur, Allahu Akbar. Nur means light, and it is a surah that is light for our society if we only read it and if we only contemplate on what it says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, this is a Madani surah. What does that mean? It was revealed in Medina. Okay, what's the significance? What that means is this is now a time where it's about societal rights. It's not just about faith. It's about what society should be like. Now, one of the major incidents that happened and why this surah was revealed, some of the verses, is that Aisha, our mother, Aisha, radiallahu anha, she was accused of adultery. She was accused of adultery. And when she was accused of this, she didn't even know what was being said, but the community started to spread these rumors. Rumors that no one could actually know the truth to, but they just were spreading them without knowledge of the reality. All assumptions. I heard, subhanAllah. And that's what these verses were revealed about. We're going to look at these verses because low key, this is something we really need to think about in the Muslim community. We need to listen and read these verses and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has literally talked about this problem in the Quran. And we need to reflect on it. Let's look at these verses. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ أُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Those who started the rumor are a small group. لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah says, don't think that this is bad, this is good for you. You know what this means? You're going to go through difficulties. You're going to go through points in time where community might be saying something. You're going to go through points of time. It's a sunnah of our scholars that they went through times where the community was like, what's up with this person? many of our scholars, ask the scholars to tell you about the ulama who went through such difficult times because of the ethos of their environment that they lived within. But they went against it. They stood up for what was true. So لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Don't think this is bad. This is good. There is good in it. And some people think it's like, you know, gaslighting or whatever to say that there's good in a difficulty. No. If there's a difficulty you're going through, one of the things our religion teaches us is that you need to find the good in that difficulty. You need to find the good in the difficulty. You need to know that there is a good and you need to find the good. And if someone encourages you to find that good, thank them and be grateful to them. Thank them and be grateful that they helped you find that good. Subhanallah. بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. Everyone who shared that rumor, they're going to get a share of that sin. Not my words, the words of God, the words of Allah, the words of the Quran. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِّنْهُمْ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. And the one who was the most active in sharing it, this person has a very serious punishment in the sight of Allah. Now, I want to stop here and explain something. There are three great companions of the Prophet who slipped up and they started to spread this rumor. Hassan bin Thabit, who's the poet of the Prophet, Hamna bint Jahash, the sister of Zainab bint Jahash, and Mista, who was a poor muhajir who migrated from Mecca. All three of them, brothers and sisters, they received the punishment of lashes because of accusing someone of zina. It's a major sin, and there's a punishment for it in Islam. Accusing someone of a sin like zina is a major, major sin. And for that, there's actually a punishment in our Sharia. That's part of being a Muslim. It's in the Quran. It's part of our belief system. These were good people, but they made a mistake. Who dare speak ill of Hassan bin Thabit? Who dare speak ill of Mista? Who dare speak ill of Hamna bint Jahsh? But they made a mistake. They got the punishment. They did Tawbah. Did everyone remind them about this for the rest of their lives after they took the punishment, after they did Tawbah? No. So what's up with us today then? What's up with us today? How come we don't do that anymore? It makes us wonder. We have to allow people to make mistakes and to fix those mistakes. And we have to be spiritually immature enough to, like the Sahaba, say, okay, Mr. Hassan, Hamna, you made big mistakes such that you were lashed. Guys, that's no joke. Everyone saw that. But Allah accepted their tawbah. And the community accepted their tawbah. Because the community understands that we aren't the judge, jury, and executioner. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. So that's what that says. Let's keep going. Lawla. Now Allah teaches us how we should respond when we hear rumors. Lawla if sami'tumuhu dhanna al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minatu bi anfusihim khayra. The first thing is to have good assumptions. The first thing is to think good. Don't think evil. Don't assume evil. Think good. Assume good. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm. Some assumptions are sinful. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Akthabul hadith." A bad assumption is the worst type of a lie. Because once you start assuming, you go down the whole road of assumptions. Yeah, I bet you this happened. And you know what? I bet you this happened too. And I bet you that happened after that happened. Subhanallah. Your assumptions led you down this fairy tale road of assumptions. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ajib. Think good. وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. No. This is a lie. I don't want to hear this stuff. لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. Allah says, why don't they bring four witnesses to this thing? Where are the witnesses? Like, where's the proof for this thing that happened? They didn't bring those. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءِ If they don't bring the witnesses, فَأُولَيْكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهُمُ فَأُولَيْكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Not in the community. فَأُولَيْكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ These are people who are liars in the sight of God. Not in the community. Community might not. But Allah says, no, they're liars. If you're just saying things and you're not supporting that, like the you say, where's your receipts, man? فَإِذَا لَمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ It wasn't for God's blessing. If it wasn't for God's blessing, rahmah on them in this world and the akhirah, they would have had a punishment right then because of the gossip that they were in. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَاهُ When you were passing it around with your tongues. Yo, did you hear? مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ إِلْمٍ Things you had no knowledge of. This is Quran speaking to us. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيَّنًا And you thought it was nothing to make that post on social media. You thought it was nothing to say that, spread that rumor. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيَّنًا You thought nothing of it. It's not a big deal. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ But in the sight of Allah, it was huge. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ كُلْتُمْ Why didn't you, when you hear it, you didn't say, مَا نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا This isn't something I'm supposed to be talking about. This isn't something I'm supposed to be talking about. سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ Allah warns you so you never fall back into it. يَعِذُكُمَ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ Allah warns you so that you don't fall back into it. أَبَدًا Ever. Ever. And now, since now, subhanAllah, we're at the level where you're not going to share it, but you'll like it low-key. You'll like it low-key. I hope y'all feel me. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Oh, I didn't share it. Yeah, but you liked it. You know what you were doing through that. You knew your objective. Let's be real. If God asked you your intention behind that, what is it? Think about that. That's something we need to really reflect on. Then it goes forward. And this is the verse I really think we need to reflect on. Because it's all about what's in your heart. And honestly, we can't judge each other. Only Allah judges us. But you got to ask yourself what's in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيءَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Indeed, those who love to spread indecency amongst the community. They just like spreading stuff. Fahisha. They like it to spread. Fil ladina amanu. They like it to spread amongst the believers too. They love that. Lahum adhabun alim. Allah says, for them is a great punishment. For them is a great punishment. Allah make it easy for us. Now, we're almost done. But I want to share one thing. This was the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who was accused of zina. Just because there were moments where she was alone with someone, now all of a sudden zina happened. They went from A to Z, just like that. She was alone, zina happened. That's it. Abu Bakr's daughter, radiallahu anha, Aisha, our mother, was accused of zina by Mista. And Mista was one of the people who spread the rumor. And as I said, he got the punishment for doing it, right? When he, after that happened, Abu Bakr, he made an oath. He made an oath. He said, I'm never going to give this man any money again because he used to financially support Mista before this. Literally, he used to give him a stipend every month to take care of him. So he says, I'm never going to help this man again in my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the most beautiful verse. And it's the spirit of overcoming wrongs done to you. Unfortunately, we live at a time where like people just sit on evil. They just sit on it for years. Like, bro, that was 8 months ago, 9 months ago. You still salty? Like the person made a mistake. How long are you going to live with that in your heart? How long? So when will it end? Just how about we ask the question this way? When will you stop having that hatred in your heart? Will it ever go away? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is like, I'm not giving this man anything again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the verse that you got to overcome that. You got to overcome that, Abu Bakr. You're better than that. And so the verse was revealed. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةَ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُحَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah says, let not the people of bounty, let not the people of bounty take oath that they will not help the poor, the family member, the migrant in the path of God. Rather, no, they should overlook. They should forgive. Forgive. Overlook. Make excuses. Wait, you want to take this from you? No, I don't know you, brothers and sisters, but I have something that I'm worried about when you're my name. And all I want is Allah to overlook and that happen. I hope and pray that Allah overlooks those shortcomings. Allah, if you want that, you have to do that. Allah, to Hibbuna, I love people who are welcome. Do you wish in Allah to descend from you? He said, Bala, yes, he started paying Mr. Double. He gave Mr. Double. What is that? That's what we need to be. That's what we should have. Those, I guess, getting a little bit of inshallah. Recording will be there, inshallah. I apologize for the internet connection. So we're going to end here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you so much, everyone, for joining me. May Allah listen to the Quran. Jazakum Allahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And that's my children. You hear in the back.